You are such a geek.
Geek. What is a geek? What is a geek?
What? You're a neo-maxi zoom dweeby.
What is a geek?
Portals, motorheads, sluts, blood, waystorms, dweeby, dickhead, geek, geek.
It's super easy. Super easy.
So easy a caveman could do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Geico. Nick Kroll.
All right, so we were talking.
Can you hear me? Okay. Sorry, yes. I thought my line didn't go up and I about had a fucking stroke.
We were talking about Echo.
You thought I had to fuck with my headphones again?
Yes.
No, I'm a good boy.
I thought it was my mic, Mitch.
I ate too much cotton candy in the break.
I want the listeners to know we
time to have too much of anything.
It was about a minute and 20 seconds that we shut down the room.
Oh boy.
All right, so
yeah, anyway, welcome to Broadcast Geeks. Jake is back. We're good yep. to go.
Episode 322 of the Broadcast Geeks. And we got a doozy. We got a doozy of one coming up here, right? Because I am one of your hosts, Matt Oren.
I'm Jake Becker.
Jeff Albright.
I'm Midnight Mitch Jones.
And I am Nate Abalding.
Whoa.
Shit. A.K.A. Sucky Barnes.
Roster. That's how you know some...
I couldn't find a good stupid pun with Maya Lopez. Otherwise, I would have gone with that.
That's how you know shit business is picked up, because we're all assembled here.
Almost all.
Marvel finally made something we're talking about, so we're all here.
Hey, we've been talking about it.
I know.
But it's just like, I don't know, man. I guess it was really good to see Daredevil back. Red Suit Daredevil, Netflix Daredevil.
Well, that really was Netflix Daredevil, because I was thinking about it. That was the flashback.
Yeah.
To, that you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well before.
So,
yeah, totally.
I haven't seen all of Echo just yet. I'm 2 out of 5 I've seen. But I have seen articles that basically have said, well, now they added the entire Defenders saga from Netflix to the official Marvel Cinematic Universe timeline today.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I almost started paying again just so I could look at the timeline.
That means old Johnny Burns is coming back as our boy Frank Castle.
Yep.
Well, they'd already announced
one batch,
that.
Two batch.
He's in Daredevil.
Penny and Dime.
He's supposed to be in the Daredevil show.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that was already announced that Barenthal's returning in Daredevil. Yeah. And basically everyone's it's confirmed all. Except Finn.
That's yeah, fine. And do they want him back? You know what I mean?
Yes.
They have to wait out Coulter's contract.
Do they want him
so
back?
It'll probably be 2 years before we get Mike Coulter back as Luke Cage.
I say, jeez. Ditch Flynn and bring in Wong.
Well, no, they'll probably just use Colleen Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
And make her the Iron Fist.
Or bring Danny back and give him a production team that doesn't suck. And like a choreographer that's good. I don't think that was all on him the way it was painted in society.
That's what I was going to say.
I would agree, but it's a...
Well, since the whole Netflix...
production team.
Who was?
That's right.
Brett Hiker.
That's right.
I saw him recently.
I saw Scoop.
Yeah, he was in Denver. We went to a hockey game together. Go Avs.
Nice.
I sensed him. I mean, well, since everything Netflix is canon now, at the end of Iron Fist Season 2, he got the Iron Fist power from like an old World War I era where he could like shoot the chi into the bullets. Remember that?
Yep, totally.
Nate, who was the World War I era Iron Fist?
I would have to look it up. It's a thing that doesn't matter at all to any Iron Fist story that's ever been told.
But he can put the fist power into the bullets. Orson Randall. That's what he was searching for. Him and Ward, they were searching through the, like, because Colleen has the Iron Fist power that Danny had. And so he got Iron Fist powers from Orson Randall's corpse, and he's using it to put his fist power into bullets that he shoots out of Iron Fist guns.
Yeah, you would think that the bullets on their own would be pretty deadly enough. They don't need... I guess so.
Little Iron Fist being launched at you would be kind of fun to see.
Well, and he's been in a bunch of smaller movies that were, you know, had heavy critical acclaim.
Mayhem.
He prefers those. He was saying.
Mayhem. Page. Stephen Yeun was in. Was fucking wild. Nate, you're probably the only one who have seen it. About the virus that spreads through an office building and everybody's going on a murderous rampage. Mayhem?
Yeah, it was Mayhem, I think was the title.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a great film.
Yeah, I don't know why you would include Sentry in any of it, really. It's kind of a Deus Machina character.
He's the Superman of he's like a Superman character.
Jake, did you say the recording
but
stopped?
But he has mental issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're all good with the records. That is, but you are a little choppy as well, so it might just be...
It's that Trinidad internet.
Memory issue or some shit.
It's that Trinidad internet.
Color me wrong.
They need to improve their service down there. People need it. Can't have a big...
You still have your house down there, Matt?
I do. We like going down there. It's been a while. But I always enjoy it. And, yeah, I'm actually... My next tattoo, one of them, is going to include one of the things that they're known for at Fisher's Peak.
Oh, nice.
I have this really cool picture that I want to have done. So, yeah.
How do I do that? I just got a little UFO on my thumb. Ooh. Isn't that cool?
That looks cool. Yeah.
So, some of you guys don't like scary movies. The two bottom.
No, I'm not a scary movie guy. No, I'm not.
But I've seen them.
I don't mind suspense, but I'm not into horror.
So here's my question. What about horror turns you off?
The suffering. I hate watching people like suffering violently, you know, like the stabbing in particular, things like that. Yeah.
That's fair.
It's less
monster stuff doesn't really bug me. It's the human on human kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So it's less a dislike of horror than it is like you don't enjoy splatter movies or whatever.
Yeah, particularly the newer wave of like torture porn kind of stuff.
Like seeing
yeah.
People experience pain.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
scary stuff. Like, I love the, you know, obviously, like Universal monster stuff. We'll watch, John Carpenter's The Thing. I don't know if that's horror, but I love that movie. Alien.
You have no problem with like a person mutating and all that shit, suffering.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. It's the human on human stuff.
That,
yeah,
that person isn't even a person anymore at that point.
That's
They're more. Whatever it is, a parasite than people.
Yeah. But not a big horror fan, no.
All right, Mitch, what about you? What turns you off from it?
What?
Horror films. I mean, I have a point. I was just curious.
I would have to say the supernatural element of it.
Okay. So, ghosts, like, from a religious perspective, or just other crazy shit?
I don't know, man. I think it's just fucked up. Like, you can't hurt this ethereal being. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could kill a killer. You know what I'm saying? You could kill Jason Voorhees or attempt to, well, or Michael Myers or whatever.
I don't believe you can kill Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, I'm like, can you?
You freeze him and you throw him into space.
Well, he's exactly what you're talking about.
He was killed,
but he doesn't die.
Yeah, he was killed and brought back to life.
Well, I can pinpoint why I don't like horror movies, because I did as a kid. Had my dad take me to see Friday the 13th Part 3. Is that the one with the...
Arrow in the Eye?
No, then it was... What is the one with the... one of
Corey Feldman.
Yes, 4. I saw 4 in the theater. Loved it. Used to see all the Nightmare on Elm Streets in high school in the theater. But late in high school... Well, about midway through high school, the first time I ever took LSD... I was in a bedroom, and my buddies fell asleep because they did it the night before, so it didn't work. And Hellraiser came on the TV, and I couldn't change the channel. So I sat there having my first LSD experience while watching Hellraiser. Yeah. And, ever since then, I was just like, I couldn't even go to the bathroom because I was afraid if I opened the bathroom door, there'd just be, like, chains, like, swinging and people on hooks.
Time to play, so I'm free.
Dude, I had to open his bedroom window and piss out the second floor window, and I couldn't change the channel. I just couldn't. It was so awful. So that was the end of it for me. Was that day in particular?
That's funny. The first time I ever did LSD was with a couple friends of mine, and we dropped acid in the movie Dirty Work. Right as the
oh, nice, nice.
And
here's your $2.
Yeah. Consequently, yeah. I'm terrified of Norm MacDonald now.
That's funny.
We eat the pig and then we burn.
All right, well,
Adam Sandler as the devil.
I was curious because I've seen a bunch of movies recently, and they're just not scary. Maybe they have moments of scary, but then again, maybe it's because I'm a seasoned veteran of the genre. But a movie like Five Nights at Freddy's. Did anyone see it?
No, I heard about it.
I didn't. I mean, because the game is already pretty goofy.
Yeah, I didn't play the game. I didn't know much about the game, but the movie was... it was all right.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent year for more kind of, like, indie stuff.
Oh, I've seen a handful of movies that fucking blew my mind this last year. 2023 was a good year for... certain movies, like movies that stood out for me that I think you guys should see. The Blackening, wonderful movie. There was a movie called Biosphere that had Sterling K. Brown and Mark Duplass. That was fucking bizarre. Biosphere.
Did you go to the horror fest that you usually go to?
I did. Nice. And the standout was a slasher film called... Christmas, Bloody Christmas by, Joe Bagos. And it was great. It was really cool. It was bloody. The movie Thanksgiving, if you like slashers, highly recommended.
Thanksgiving is incredible.
Yeah.
And that's a... yeah.
I also saw It's a Wonderful Knife, which I wanted to share. Because if you've seen the It's a Wonderful Life, the Jimmy Stewart movie... from the 30s or what have you.
Right.
It's the same story.
But, Clarence, I want to live again.
But this girl stops a serial killer in her town who happens to be the mayor, Justin Long. And and then she wishes...
2 years in a row, Justin Long has been a horrible villain.
And what's it called? The Barbarian, known to me as The Barbarian, was one of my favorite movies of a long time. And he plays this mayor that is the killer. So she goes, oh, I wish I wasn't born, for whatever other reasons. And then he's the mayor, but he's in charge of her, and he's drugging everybody, and he's still the killer. And it's a slasher fun film, though. I don't know if you would like it, Jeff, if you don't like that. Oh, I think we're good with Jake.
What was that Christmas movie when we were young, Matt?
The Sign, Jake.
Can you? Yeah, you can hear me.
Yeah. It's a little different, but I can hear you fine. What was the movie, Jeff, that you were asking?
It came out in the 80s, or Nate, you probably remember.
Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Yes, I remember that as a kid. That shit was crazy. That was that was when I still liked him.
A wild opening sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Santa was, Mama was fucking Santa Claus. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah,
we're just talking about horror while you were gone.
Yes.
I haven't seen Skinamarink yet, but that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it's also going to be completely slow and totally boring, but.
Yeah, I struggle with some of those.
My understanding is it just kind of like builds tension for 90 minutes with virtually no payoff.
And, so I'm and I struggled. Interested. I struggled with that with the movie The Witch a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I saw it in the theaters and it was fine. Like, it was actually a good. It had a decent build up and it paid. It paid off a little bit. I like endings like that, and Hereditary really got me sparked up in this last decade. But my point, Jake, that I brought up was...
I had to snag another non-alcoholic Coors.
Nice. Yeah.
Coors. If you ever try NA beers, these aren't bad, actually. Yeah.
Coors Edge.
It feels like you're jerking off, but never coming.
Ooh. I prefer blue, baby.
It's like, what do you call it?
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. What do you put on the glasses? Oh, God. Whatever.
Coors edging. I like that.
What? Coors edge?
It's like it's virtual Coors beer. Coors edging. That's what it's called.
Nate just said, never come.
Virtual brewality?
Yeah, virtual brewality, dude. That's a good one.
So, Jake, what don't you like about horror films? Like, what's the thing that you're like, I don't like horror films?
Oh, I wake up with anxiety and fear in my heart every morning of my life since I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
You don't need a movie.
Yeah, I don't understand paying money or sitting still in a room to experience what I get for free and smoke drugs all day my entire adult life to get away from.
Hmm.
I hate it.
Anxiety or horror?
Well, both. I really hate my anxiety, but I hate the idea of being like, what if we all got together and spent like $18 each to have anxiety for 2 hours? Like, no, I'm good.
Mm.
I'd rather do anything else.
Would you do it for an hour and a half?
No.
Okay. I don't know if it was a time thing, but...
Can I interest you in a Dr. Mordred?
No, if it's like free on TV and we're hanging out and it's a thing we're doing and I can get high and like go to the other room and stare at things... And then I'm okay with it, but
or just not pay attention to it or laugh at it with everybody else.
Yeah, but if it's like a theater experience, I'd rather get a prostate exam. I'd rather do anything.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, I don't think everybody should be given that. But like watching on TV at home, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of movies lately in that genre, just trying to get caught up. I watched this movie called Cobweb. That had Homelander in it, and that was kind of crazy too. But at the end, you're like, it just doesn't pay off. And what was scary about it? And that's what I'm asking. I'm having some kind of existential problem.
Yeah. What's it about?
This boy is hearing these sounds in the wall.
And spiders.
I'm already terrified.
And his parents, they're not believing him. And his teacher's worried about him, and the parents are off. Like, there's some.
Is this a British movie?
No.
Which sounds like a British movie.
No.
There's something wrong with that boy.
And you all know the mom. I everybody would know because I recognize her, and I don't watch shit. But she was on shows that people have watched. I know that's very vague, but that's all I got. And here we go. Let's see. Lizzie.
Vera Farmiga.
Lizzie Kaplan.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah. Wasn't she on a Marvel?
She's in a ton of Marvel.
Yeah, dude. Who is she?
She's
look her up.
Very hot lady's assistant.
No,
Natalie.
Kat.
Oh, you're right.
Kat Dennings. That's Kat Dennings.
They're the same person.
No, she looks similar. She was in Cloverfield.
Cloverfield, totally.
Machine, True Blood,
Mean Girls,
Mean Girls, The Night Before. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that you probably would have seen that she was in.
She was in Now You See Me Too.
Yeah, and that
she goes out bad in Cloverfield. I remember that. Oh, they all do, I guess. But
not TJ, right? Does he go late because he's working the camera?
Maybe That movie made me dizzy as fuck. Yeah. It really did. It was tough. I liked it, but it was kind of...
I like POV that footage.
Can sometimes be really off-putting.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Some of them do it well. I mean, Blair Witch, it gets ragged on sometimes, but for the time...
Oh, it was classic.
It achieved what it
is classic, I guess.
It achieved what it wanted to do.
Yeah.
And people were scared. It felt great.
Dude, that standing in the fucking corner ending scene is terrifying.
Me every time.
Remember that picture we took, Mitch, above El Torito? In the haunted hotel room up there?
Yeah, the Blair Mitch project.
Yeah, dude, I still have that.
How many of you have been down to the Blair Witch basement?
No.
There was a room in one of the basements of that building that when I first walked into, it was a big room with just an empty chair in the middle.
Fuck that, dude. Nope.
And, we called it the...
Bad energy in there. Called it the Blair I don't like
Witch
that. Basement.
It was great. The Blair Witch room.
Ugh, no.
Nate, you I might have taken you down there. I feel I would have.
Oh, I've been down there for sure.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Ugh. Gossard's been down there. Don John's been all over up in that bitch. The building was cool. That was definitely in vogue in normal people. Just like thoughts of terror and shit.
Yeah, I would 100% if I had an extra room. Do something like
I'm getting goosebumps now.
Yeah, like shit went down in that building at some point in the last 100 years.
Yeah,
it had to.
Oh yeah, it had to.
Yeah, no, that's the location that it's in, and being a hotel, I'm sure that thing was like Skid Row adjacent, basically, for a long period of time.
Yeah,
there's probably something going on in there right now that we don't want to know about.
They're trying to sell
or upstairs. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not been sold. It's still empty.
Yeah, we heard that one.
That was a loud one.
Yeah,
my camera.
All right, well, I appreciate you all doing that, because I don't know, I that's all I want to watch. And yeah, I just want to find something that really gets me, and I do occasionally.
I definitely want some more Werewolf by Night, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I think that might be happening.
He's supposed to be in the Midnight Suns.
Sometime soon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about that earlier. Yeah, okay,
that's
cool.
The character I couldn't think of. It's him, and then I guess Man-Thing and him.
Swamp Man-Thing.
Yeah.
Swamp Man-Thing.
Did you guys watch the colorized version?
Nah,
it's pretty good. It's different. It's neat. I like watching both.
Yeah,
I prefer black and white. But
I don't understand, because they have the Technicolor moment at the end.
It just stays. Like, yeah.
So they still do that moment, like everything's turning to color, and she's reacting like everything's turning to color.
I have to rewatch that again. You're right. I don't remember that exactly. They might have cut that part out.
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
So Mitch brings up an interesting point, because you sound like Mr. Sunday Movies. There's a rumor that Marvel might have been inclined to drop Echo all in one day to overwhelm YouTubers and reviewers, so they didn't have time to nitpick and be little bitches and affect the actual viewing.
Oh, that's...
That makes sense.
That's an interesting
dude, discussion. I think this is the one series they could have done week to week and had it generate buzz.
Yeah, but I think part of that is that you haven't had 6 days between the first and the second episode of everyone you hear online trashing it and getting into your little head.
No. Dude, who would trash that first episode? It had like a 6-minute fight with Daredevil?
Yeah.
I
don't know, but I'm a little nervous that they gave us Daredevil right up front and then we're not going to see him hardly... till maybe the very end. So it was like big Daredevil tease, and then you get it, you're sitting there waiting for him, and you don't ever see him again, you know?
The same.
I mean, I could be wrong.
I think it'd be the same people who trashed Secret Invasion for killing Maria Hill right away, even though that was like good, solid writing with consequences. But because they're fanboys, they just decided that that was something that made them mad because they need a video this week.
I love Kobe Smulders. How I Met Your Mother's my favorite network sitcom.
The problem with these shows is none of them have any consequences. The problem with this show is the first episode had too many consequences. That's...
Hey, but before we get into that, make sure you guys smash that like and subscribe.
Yeah. And I thought you were going to say we had a sponsor. I was like, whoa.
And your geek fuel came back. Turns out there was like 3 billion chilling in our Geekville account.
We just have boxes of undelivered swag just sitting somewhere, like Costanza and Seinfeld. Just, we're never going to see it.
I do think, having watched the entire, all 5 episodes, Echo's pretty middling for the various series that have come out on Disney so far. Like, it's not... That A story is fairly boring.
And it's only 5 episodes. And,
right,
like, not to bag on it, but the last episode's a little woo.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I liked that story. I enjoyed the... seeing all of the matrilineal heritage and the magic passing from the first Choctaw woman up through to Echo, more than I liked almost any part of the, like, criminal stuff.
That woo part didn't bother me. The Tom and Jerry act that her and fucking Wilson do there towards the end.
Oh, yeah.
Was a little, that was a little...
What do you mean?
I mean, well, like, I mean, you're going to see it and be like, oh, God, this is very Tom and Jerry.
Like, she tries to catch him with a big block of cheese.
There's a mallet.
And then when he goes to grab... There's a mallet. He goes to grab it, and then, like, he slips falls and on falls his into
it's
a
more
big
of a hammer,
time.
But for funsies' well, sakes.
Yeah, so, wait, how much D'Onofrio is there?
Quite a bit.
A good amount, yeah.
I love D'Onofrio.
He's the best part of it. She's really good, too. But I think they gave her more of the bad shit to deal with in the story. Whereas, like, Wilson's only used when he's, like, necessary for the crime portion of the story.
Right.
But it's great. It's good. This brings back all of the Netflix characters. It means there's a whole subsection of this that exists. It makes the Kingpin dangerous on a street level, very Thanos-esque.
I think Marvel's been listening to the podcast because we've talked about how they won't make enough of the shows about these characters, but then they should use the characters. Like, we talked about it with the old DC stuff, the shit that brought all of us together, that their shows would come to an end, but we should still see the characters show up in other things. So we're getting to the Daredevil that we want. We're just not getting it as his thing. We're getting the Kingpin. We're starting to see other characters show up in these shows. That feels like a good thing to me.
The post-credit scene.
Guest Star City.
Yeah, and the post-credit scene of Echo has, like, giant fucking huge Macy's Day Parade-sized blimp implications.
What? Yeah, I have to watch the rest of this tonight.
And just so you know, there is the only credit scene is after episode 5.
Yeah. Oh.
So,
okay.
Well, there was one after episode 1.
Was there?
Yeah. I mean, it was just...
Maybe I skipped the credits too early.
It was just Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, no, right. And you saw that he was still alive.
Yeah.
Right?
Still alive, yeah.
Oh, spoiler. Jeez.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This is what you're going to find out after we already told you the Kingpin was showing up a bunch.
in the whole series.
I like how they showed Hawkeye. They're like, the first episode's really well done where they cobble together her story through the...
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. And there's Jeremy Renner and...
Steinfeld.
I mean, if you haven't watched Hawkeye, though, you're definitely going to be like, what the fuck was that?
Now, when
that was all
when does this take
solved.
Place?
And that's maybe another thing, because I kind of thought that they released Echo in its entirety, because Disney kind of thought it was going to shit the bed from superhero fatigue or what have you. She's not like a hugely popular character. This is probably the most popular Echo's ever been, at least in terms of like pop culture.
100%.
I think you. Because they were probably just. I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, I don't remember her, but she came in after I kind of was done reading, so
yeah,
I've never really heard of her.
She shows up in I want to say it's like 1999.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah, dude, I think they could have totally done this week to week, but they were like, whatever. But people were kind of over our shows. Put it out.
Having those Hawkeye flashbacks up front is sort of also a testament to them going like, is anyone going to know who this is or remember why we're doing this? You know, it's we got to refresh people's memories.
Yeah, but I like to what Mitch said. Done
for anything else.
They haven't, and they definitely, if they have done it before, it's been the like previously on instead of
right
cut together in a cool way that it's being sequenced different than you've seen it before. Maybe it's longer shots or additional shots that are being manipulated to look
different perspective. Yeah.
Like they did a cool job with it compared to any other previously on I've ever seen on anything.
I think it's still good.
It still works. Yeah. I just think that part of the reason that they did it is because they were like, you know, somebody in the writer's room or one of the producers or executive producers was like, you know, I don't know that people are going to give a fuck about Echo unless we immediately tie her back into an Avenger.
Yeah.
Which also ties into them wanting to put it all at once. So they're probably also catering to those who will binge it more likely if it's available, as opposed to having to wait. They're like, well, I don't got time, but I have the time right now, and I'm just going to watch it all.
Yeah.
You might drop off after two episodes or something if you have to wait an entire week, you know.
And I'm sure if it was an 8-episode show, they wouldn't have dropped all 8 in a row. But since it was only 5, it's like, yeah, we might as well just do it.
But it also seems like they were planning it from the beginning, because each episode doesn't have like a 3-act structure.
Right.
Like it kind of just barrels through giving you information while like kind of doing a 2-act structure on the crime shit. Because it opens after whatever confrontation happened after Fisk that makes her want to blow everything up. Because she thinks he's dead. So when she showed, like, we're already jumping in kind of in the middle on the crime story, which is why it's sort of weird as well, as we don't know what set her off on this one. She's not punishing a dead man. It's somebody else within there that's trying to bounty hunt her ass for having been the King Killer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably the dude that works at the skating rink.
She's on the run.
Right, with that wound.
It'd be cool if it was
And the only reason she's going after the Fisk people, I think, is to frighten them into not hunting her down.
Right. Because she's wounded, too. She's got that big old fucking narnar infection, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, that was awful. Yeah. So bad.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they showed that.
Yeah, I had to turn away.
TVMA, bro. Yeah, Steamboat Willie's fucking public domain. We can show this shit on Disney Plus now.
That's true.
Plus is egregious.
I don't know, man. It made it more Netflixian.
Yeah.
That seems like you would see that. You definitely see some gnarly ass, like, gore on, you know, in these Marvel's Netflix shows.
How much time do you...
It's an interesting experiment for Disney, because I don't think they've ever had something on their network that was, you know, would be more than TV-14?
Well, when they brought Daredevil on.
Well, yes. Except for the purchased content.
Yeah, correct.
But they don't make stuff typically that...
Oh, you mean the streaming network?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, they let Kimmel live every day.
Yes, the streaming network. Yeah, that is... That is interesting, you know, and now with Deadpool and whatever else.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I cannot freaking wait.
What ratings are they going to be, and what does that mean for Disney?
It's going to be rated R.
Yeah. Right?
And what is that?
So Echo and Deadpool are, I think, did I read this right? But Echo and Deadpool are the only things coming out from Marvel this year?
Yeah, with the delays from the writer's strikes, it pushed all the November releases into next year.
And does DC have anything?
I think they're two the whole year.
No, that's 2025.
Yeah, but it's not coming. Yeah, so we got, that's it. We got one superhero movie this year. And it's going to be badass. I think it's going to be freaking awesome.
It'll be great.
Did you see that footage he did after the, was it the Golden Globe?
Yeah, he accepted his globe, didn't he?
As Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yeah.
Yes. And kept referring to Ryan Reynolds as Mr. Lively.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a very fun video. There was also some footage that was leaked, but, like, they don't know the source, so they think that it's possible that Ryan Reynolds has pulled another Ryan Reynolds and leaked his own footage. And
I mean, you might as well. It's a great publicity move.
Yeah, it's him and Hugh Jackman fucking around in front of the 20th Century sign, fighting original Sabretooth, and then Deadpool walking around holding his head by its hair.
I've seen the stills of it, like the photos from behind the scenes of it.
Yeah, the footage came out.
No, nice. Can't wait.
Yeah.
I saw what they say is going to be the mask, too. He does wear a mask, Wolverine.
I saw the concept art. Oh. I haven't seen the actual.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the concept art that came out.
Is it going to look cool?
It looks
It looked badass. Accurate. Yeah, and they say at one point he'll have ripped his sleeves off, so he'll be sleeveless with the mask on.
Are they doing the X-Men 97 blue and gold?
Yeah.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that's what the old school X-Men will be wearing.
It sounds like we might
Cyclops, Storm
get a bit where Hugh's in several of the uniforms. Like, it sounds like we might see a variant of Hugh as Patch.
I was gonna say Patch would be.
Yeah,
I could definitely see Deadpool and Madripoor.
Yeah, I think they're gonna do a couple fun ones.
The orange and brown.
That's my favorite.
It's my favorite, too. It's the one I wish they would have done, but I get that they're about to bring back X-Men 97 and all that jazz.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
gotta sell the toys. My
favorite Wolverine look is from X-Men Evolution. It's like a...
Orange.
And black. And dark blue.
Yeah.
It's black. They give it blue highlights like...
Yeah, I remember that one.
They give it blue highlights like Batman.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a midnight blue or something like that.
I have character sheets and also the action figures.
Yeah, that's fair.
Show us the paint swatch, Jake.
I have to go get them. They're in a big file with a bunch
of... Get the fucking swatches.
Back when you could print that shit off from like Fox 4 Kids online, early days of the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, his mask does look good in this.
The character design from that show rules.
Looked it up.
The fucking Kurt kicks ass.
Kurt
Wagner. Yeah, dude.
Kurt Wagner.
It's like the most I've ever given a fuck who Cyclops was or that he was alive.
Right. Is this the one where Wolverine is the he's the headmaster of the school?
That's I think you're thinking of Wolverine.
That's Evolution.
And there's the other one where Wolverine's the headmaster as well.
Right, okay.
Wolverine and the X-Men?
Yes.
Might need to watch Evolution.
Evolution's the shit. Is it on Disney Plus?
Because in Evolution, they're still dealing very much like the original movies, where like Logan's there because he doesn't know who he is.
Okay,
but they're all in high school.
Right. But I think he like helps them train and stuff, but he's like his storyline is still that he's like,
looks kind of young.
Yeah. Whereas Wolverine and the X-Men, he's very much like Professor X is gone, right?
I'll be the Professor.
Bob. I think in that series, it's after.
After he's gone, I believe you're right.
Yeah.
Cool. Check
but
that.
I think he's wearing an orange suit in both.
Yeah, I was just looking it up. It's like orange and black, kind of, like you were saying, or dark blue or whatever.
Yeah, the highlights are, the way they animated it back then.
Halloween-style Logan.
Yeah, that was a fun look. And
candy corn look.
He drove a Shelby Cobra in that series, which was neat.
Cyclops?
Cyclops and Wolverine. It was Professor's car that they all stole frequently.
They had to share a car.
Yeah.
Let me ask, do you
get to the mall somehow?
Do you prefer the dynamic of the two of them fighting or just cohabitating?
I think the fighting over Jean Grey is maybe one of the dumbest additions of the 90s that happened at a point where, like, a lot of the most hardcore nerds, just because of, like, when that was popular, are in love with that storyline. But I think it's trash. I think it's really dumb to have a soap opera taking place inside of this kind of good commentary on society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, if you need a paramour for Wolverine, there are many to choose from who all have a lot cooler things going on.
Yeah, literally everything
Lady
else
fucking
he's poked.
Deathstrike, man.
Yes. Yeah, it's fair.
His Japanese homegirl, whose name escapes me.
Mariko.
Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, dude.
He's in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Wolverine 2.
All that's canon.
The Wolverine, yeah.
It was the second one. It was like a sequel.
It's Wolverine.
Yeah, there was Wolverine Origins, then Wolverine, then Logan. They named those movies like Marshall Mathers LPs.
Yeah, they sure did. Slim Shady the, EP, the Slim Shady LP.
Then the Marshall Mathers, LP. Which is Logan.
Will the real James Howlett please think?
There's your title, man.
Definitely
right
the
there.
Fucking title. But yeah, I'm very excited for Deadpool. I think they're going to do a lot of cool things in the movie. I think like between that and the ending of Loki, they're setting up.
That was good.
Secret Wars in a really cool way. It also sounds like all the contingency plans for replacing Majors were pretty set and ready to go, which, after seeing his interview, if he had talked to Kevin Feige at all, I'm sure, like, the moment he walked out of the office, Feige was like, okay, who are we hiring when we fire him when he gets convicted?
Oh, man.
'Cause holy shit.
You go off the rails?
Did you watch that interview?
Yeah.
What did it happen?
You remember the R. Kelly interview? Okay, no. It's like two notches less crazy than the R. Kelly interview. the interviewer calls him out at one point because during in court on the stand, he was talking about how his girlfriend needed to realize that she was like Coretta King and Michelle Obama, and like he just starts going off on this rant about like great couples, and then like the interviewer is just like, do you want to defend whatever you were saying? And he just doubles down and is like, yeah, people don't understand what I'm doing is great, like I'm gonna leave a legacy that nobody understands. And like he's just bananas, dude. Like visibly
like Kevin
gone.
Spacey's character in Seven.
Yeah. Totally gone. Totally, totally gone. Still thinks he's God's gift to the world while he's like admitting to abusing her on ABC News.
Live TV.
Yeah, like it's crazy what is going through his, like you can see, he laughs a couple of times when he's responding at like the wrong time. Like,
it's such a
yeah, laugh. Where he's like laughing at the question, like, you silly bitch, don't you know I'm the greatest? Like it's insane. It's really, truly crazy.
My dogs are going nuts.
Yeah. Dude, I disagree with whatever Jake's talking about.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
They know they can't hear someone upstairs. Yeah, man, he seems like a real psychopath, sociopath.
And he always has in interviews. Like, I've said that since he started doing interviews, that the guys always come across as someone that, like, if he showed up at a party, I'd want to leave that party.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, that dude's going to have the cops here before dawn. Let's just get the fuck out now. Like, yeah, he's nuts. And then, but, like, this seemed like he was at, like, because I've seen him do all these other interviews and talk when he's himself, and he's so, like, weird and nerdy and energetic that, like, the amount of dialed in he is here, other than when he's giggling at the questions, is creepy. Like, I don't know. I don't like the dude. Like, I liked him as Kang. I thought he did a great performance. I think he's a good actor, but he seems like him. A fucking nut.
Yeah, I liked him, but he definitely had that intense energy of, I might be crazy.
Yeah.
It's sounding like they are going to replace him. Is that
yeah, they had that other actor lined up already, and I guess when he got asked point blank about it, like, the day everything was going down, he kind of danced around the question.
Coleman Domingo?
Yeah, Coleman Domingo.
Oh, and, fuck. Yeah. He's going to be way better.
Yeah.
I fucking love right. that dude.
And I think they're just going to have it be where he's like an older Kang that made it farther into his timeline before the Kang shit. Oh. And he's probably going to be the Beyonder.
Whoa.
Oh, right.
That'll be interesting. Why mix the two characters together, I guess? I don't know. I guess Kang can be a bunch of different people, though.
And it's easier. There's same thing as I was saying earlier, that like a lot of people love the X-Men storyline about the soap opera. I think a lot of us that grew up reading comics in the earlier days, before they were attracting like world-class novelists and shit,
yeah,
right.
Like we just accept the shit like
run.
Yeah, we'd accept shit like the Beyonder. Cool. Yeah,
not in Secret Wars 2. That was awful. God, that's the first time you actually kind of see him. Actually, which is funny. He's in the first one, but it's like I can't remember. He takes over someone's body. He's kind of becoming himself, but you never actually see him until Secret Wars 2. And then he looks like David Hasselhoff. It's just like, what the fuck. It was so bad. I remember being so excited. Oh, totally, dude. He's wearing a poofy outfit. Oh, man, it's totally 80s. I was so excited for it as a kid.
Baywatch floaty.
Pretty much.
Hey, Hasselhoff was the very
first. He was huge.
Nick Fury.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's canon. It's multiversally canon.
Oh,
that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that would rule if fucking Hasselhoff showed up as Nick Fury for a split second in Deadpool.
You never know. Eating a cheeseburger and shit.
Because the story, apparently, like, not even, like, in a spoiler way, because they kind of, it's kind of in the post-credit shit, but it's going to be Deadpool using Cable's equipment to go from universe to universe to try to find the Logan most similar to the one he misses.
Aww.
And so it's probably going to be like a lot, like maybe even a montage of Deadpool like trying to greet different Wolverines and it not going well. Getting
stabbed and having his head cut off.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
So there could be some really cool Easter egg characters that are just in like, you know, we need you on set for 2 hours. You're going to do an hour of makeup and we're going to shoot for an hour. And we'll get you the fuck out. Yeah. Right. So
what's his name? Maybe Gambit. I did hear the guy who was going
to
be Gambit.
Dolph Lundgren, yeah. I guess, is rumored to show up.
What? As Punisher? Oh, my God.
But, like, again, ooh. I guess just, like, wearing the shit and, like, being in a scene, but, like, maybe not even having a line. Like, he just showed up on set and is there.
Just around.
Yeah.
I hope they give him the logo at least on his shirt this time, because they didn't in the movie.
Well, I think they have full rights and licensing.
Maybe. Yeah, they have rights now. Yeah, they didn't have the rights then. Yeah.
Oh, man, so he's just going to go crazy with it. Oh, it's going
to
be wonderful.
I've always wanted to see a cinematic Punisher that's wearing like the traditional comic suit, where it's like a black bodysuit with the logo and the teeth are all part of his utility belt. Yeah. White gauntlet, gloves, and boots.
Yeah. I don't remember what the Hoss looked like. I don't even remember if I actually ever watched that movie either.
And then did you guys hear that it sounds 100% like Miles Morales is going to start appearing in the next Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
But probably not as a spider until the second or third movie he's in with Tom Holland.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I think they're going to go with a little bit of like the video game storyline where he's working at a shelter that Peter also works at.
Okay.
Does that mean Donald Glover's going to return as the Prowler?
Be pretty cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, that would actually.
I'm just
Is anybody? Oh, go ahead.
I'm so excited for the what Echo sets up and seeing Spandex Spider-Man and Kingpin have at it. Like, it's just a matter of fucking time now.
That's going to be dope.
Would you agree, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if this story goes where they have hinted it is going, at some point all of the street-level vigilantes will be taking a shot at the Kingpin.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Like, maybe that's the movie that the street-level heroes show up in first, is two Spider-Man films out from now. Maybe Tom does a couple of cameos in some of the shows. Because he, like, nobody else knows who he is now.
Oh, right.
I was reading, like, maybe, the other day that maybe one, the Hulk, maybe the only one that does.
Because he was, because he's off Earth. And there's very specific language in, in Strange's spell about no one on Earth will remember who you are.
Right.
Oh, so people out in, up in space will?
Right. So they're saying that because Hulk is at timeline, Hulk and Captain Marvel should be off planet. And Fury might have been off planet because of the Skrull situation. He's, and we don't know the timeline exactly. Yeah, but the timeline's kind of... Where it overlaps is a little bit iffy on some of the stuff.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Right. So there's a chance Hulk knows who Peter is still, which could be a thing where, like, he just assumes everybody else does too, and he doesn't mention it until after the sixth Spider-Man movie when they use him in Secret Wars, and Hulk's like, "Hey, Peter." And Peter's like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "You know who I am?" And he's like, "Yeah, we all, you were on our team," and everyone else is just like kind of looking at him.
Yeah. Yeah,
that could be a quick
bit.
That would be pretty sweet, actually.
It's all happening under the mountain while Hulk's holding it up.
Yeah, but he's got no Stark tech anymore. All he's got is spandex and his web shooters. So he's should be very much street level neighborhood Spider-Man now going forward.
Still strong though, very strong.
Definitely, but I mean, like, he doesn't have the tech to, like, you know, glide and fly and stealth mode. Right. And
just sew those webs in there.
Get some of those missions done.
What a huge downgrade. He was almost a god. Now look at him.
Gave it all up for his friends.
Yeah.
Oh, Spidey.
Because that's what they do.
That's right. That's
what they do.
That's what heroes do. That's what
Spider-Mans do.
That's what the Spider-Mans do.
That's right.
Spider-Mans.
That's what we do.
Oh, apparently Toby's in Deadpool.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Patrick Stewart's in Deadpool.
What? Do we have a premise for this movie?
Yeah. Logan is trying to...
A bunch of cameos.
Yeah.
Deadpool's trying to find his favorite Logan... And apparently it turns into, like, basically a screen adaptation of Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe. And it's going to be Deadpool Kills the Fox Universe, is what they're saying.
Oh, my God. This is fucking genius.
Yeah.
So, wait. Does that mean he's going to kill off the universe where... Photon is with Kelsey Grammer?
No, because again, that is most likely the animated universe.
Okay.
That's more than likely by, like, everyone's assumption, and the writer kind of hinted that they was correct in a coy way. But everyone's thinking that that's a setup for the X-Men animated series.
97.
and that like partially a way into the series, maybe mid-season or a third into the season, they'll deal with the storyline of her just showing up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll show some old Fantastic Four from the Fox universe.
The Roger Corman?
The car was on set. On those pictures in that video they showed, that car's on set, the ice cream truck or the food truck from Moon Knight's there when they're going down the mountain. Like a bunch.
I heard Wesley Snipes is going to be in it.
Yep.
Blade.
I think that's one of the ones they said might have gone away.
Because they don't get along.
Well, and because of scheduling. I think that maybe Wesley Snipes had other commitments once they came out of the writer's strike. Because they filmed as much of it as they could beforehand, but they still had like 15-20% of the movie left to film. And I guess a lot of that was cameo shit. Like, I guess most of the story had been done, and just, like, the stuff they really wanted was what was left to do.
Hmm. Oh, I cannot wait
to see that.
I hadn't,
like, play out.
I also hadn't seen that video of Kirkman outing that Steven Yeun was the Sentry. And I'm not, like, the biggest Robert Kirkman guy, but I fucks with that energy. That is, like, so.
Yeah, he was like, what do I
do? Yeah, what are they going to do? Fire me? I don't work for Marvel. He, like, says that out loud. Yeah. Fucker works for Marvel. He does all their zombie shit.
He's like, yeah, I didn't rub my boots in their couch.
He really did. He's like, yeah, I don't know if I should have said that or if that's public. Couch. Who cares?
Yeah, I said it. Who cares? What are they going to do? Fire me? I don't work for them.
Yeah. And you can tell from his body language how much he doesn't fucking care about maybe screwing up that money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's probably under an NDA that he broke, so they might be able to sue him for something, but...
Yeah, that's...
I feel like he has a pretty good amount of money.
Yeah, I feel like he could fight back to the point where they wouldn't want to keep fucking with him, too. Like, they could tie each other up in court for an insane amount of time. Because he probably didn't sign an NDA for that project. It was probably that Steven Yeun told him as a friend. And that he was like, I don't care, what are they going to do, not hire me for the Marvel Zombies TV series? Fucking see you guys at the office.
Is that going to be animated?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Marvel Zombies.
And it's apparently not going to be... the zombie universe from What If. It's going to be a separate zombie story.
Okay. Well, I haven't watched What If season 2 yet.
It's very good.
Marvel zombies have traveled across a bunch of different universes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really understand why. It seems ridiculous, but What If?
Well, because Kevin Feige didn't start reading comics till he was 27 years old. So I think his love of zombies...
For a guy from Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, I think the love of zombies predates his love of Marvel.
Right.
So I think for him it's like...
Right.
Chocolate and vanilla together.
You got peanut butter in my chocolate.
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Undead chocolate in my peanut butter.
I read there was talk in season 1, I believe, or maybe it was for this one, of trying to do a crossover with Marvel, Star Wars. And it was Vader and the Silver Surfer, or Vader and Thanos. I can't remember who it was, but there was talk about it, but obviously it didn't happen.
I'm kind of surprised that hadn't happened before. Because that seems like something they would have tried in the early 80s.
Oh.
Can't believe there's not one thing floating out there. I wonder if there's got to be some weird... Came in a box of cereal or something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, and definitely like when Marvel declared bankruptcy, and then I think it was Toy Biz that bought them out.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that would have been a prime moment for the toy company... to mash up Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nate, I wish I remembered, because you weren't there for the episode, but I watched like a really good in-depth documentary on Marvel. What was that show called, Mitch, that we watched on Marvel?
Icons.
Icons Marvel.
think that I've maybe seen it.
They go in depth.
It's a series, right? It's like
They do The Simpsons for a season and 007 for a season. Right. And
man, I've got to look this up.
I started watching that Simpsons one, dude.
The Simpsons one's good too. But the
is this on like A&E or something?
It is something like that, or AMC. It's one of those
Turner Classic.
It's one of those channels that used to just be movies. Hi.
I'm Ben Mankiewicz.
But they go into how Toy Biz pulled that off, dude, and it's nothing short of criminal.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
It was fucking criminal what they did to him. They went and got the judge to take the company from them legally before they declared shit.
Yeah, there's a really phenomenal book, it's Marvel, The Untold Story, or Untold History, maybe? I think it's just Untold Story. By this dude Sean Howe, which I highly recommend. I don't know what happened to my copy. I had a really nice hardcover version of it that I think I lent to somebody a few years ago.
Yeah, dude, that's one of those things where they played it and you were like, how the fuck did Stan Lee not buy a good gun?
Like, is that our first entry in the Broadcast Geeks book club?
Other than all the comics we've encouraged people to read over the years.
Official entry for 2024, I guess.
Well, yeah. If books have not been recommended, that is a good one to put your eyeballs inside of.
Oh, shit. All right. I could be in.
There are like 5 seasons of that show. I'm looking at them all right now.
Where would people tell us what they have been reading if they've been reading anything good, Mitch?
Well, you could send us an email at broadcastgeeks@gmail.com. You can find us on our Facebook page. You can get at us on Twitter at broadcastgeeks, Instagram broadcast_geeks, or you can just find us on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or you can go to our Reddit page, r/broadcastgeeks, and check us there. If nothing else, just we'll see you next time. Leave you with our standard sign-off line.
Excelsior!